Irwin, G.A. Hare, M. St. Helena, California, May 26, 1908. Irwin and M. Hare. Dear Bran, Irwin and Hare. I have been writing letters to the workers in Washington in regard to the position some have taken with reference to the work in Madison. Instead of having the hearty help and cooperation of their brethren, the workers at Madison have had much hindrance and discouragement. I have feared that his experiences in the establishment of the work at Madison would cost the life of Brother Sutherland. He had not the strength to carry so many burdens. I had serious fears that he would die. We prayed earnestly that the Lord would spare his life, and our prayers have been heard and answered. We sincerely hope that the work of the food factory can be carried to a favorable issue with the help of Brother Hare and of the men who are willing to make some investment to see the work begun. I would gladly be with you at this time if I could stand the journey, but I dare not travel. I am expected to attend the camp meeting at Oakland next week, and I must save my strength for that. We pray that the Lord will guide you in all judgment and help you to decide wisely in regard to your future course. I believe that the Lord will give you clear light, and that you will walk in faith and assurance, doing the very things the Lord would have you do. Last night, a deep impression was made upon me regarding the spiritual needs of our ministers. There has been a spirit to bind about the work which the Lord has pointed out to be done, and the results of our efforts have been far from what they might have been. I have tried to present in a clear manner the grave loss that has been sustained by the exercise of a spirit that would make the human agent bend to human decrees. For years the work has been delayed and hindered, and now the word comes, break every yoke. Let the men and women in responsible places help to make decided changes in the methods of conducting the work. The Lord is soon to come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us in our work if we would be prepared to meet the Lord when He appears. There is great need of the Holy Spirit's influence in our midst. There must be an individual work done in the breaking of stubborn hearts. There needs to be deep heart searching that will lead to confession of sin. Every sin must be confessed and blotted out before the judgment of the last day, for then the fate of every soul will be eternally sealed. Oh, that the sinners would open their hearts and invite the Savior in. The peril of the unconverted soul, who can describe it? Believers should at this time stand with softened, sanctified, broken hearts, every sin confessed in repentance that needeth not to be repented of. The Holy Spirit is waiting to kindle in the heart the love of God, that His praise may be spoken from lips that are true, unselfish, clean, and honest. When holy principles guide the life, the soul will be beautiful in its simplicity. Dr. Edwards, who has been sick at the sanitarium for some time, has just passed through a wonderful experience. Prayer was offered for him at the sanitarium, and he was anointed with oil. After several had prayed, Dr. Edwards says he felt the power of God pass through his body, and he believes that he was healed. 2 days later, he and his wife visited me, and we talked over this experience and had a season of prayer. We felt the blessing of God rest upon us and received the assurance that our faith was accepted. A few days ago, I was walking outdoors when I saw Dr. Edwards coming to meet me. I saw at once that there was a great change in him. There was a good, healthy color in his face. He grasped my hand firmly, saying that he was much stronger. He has already gained several pounds. How good the Lord is to those who obey Him and who rest in His promises. Dr. Edwards will render praise to the Lord for His loving kindness toward him. He is the happiest man I have seen for a long time. I shall attend the camp meeting in Oakland, if the Lord wills. I expect the Lord to open the way before us that we may see His grace revealed. We need the Holy Spirit upon those who shall assemble to work upon the fallow ground of the heart. We trust that there will be a breaking of heart before God and an earnest seeking after Him. I have much to say in regard to our yearly gatherings. Oh, that all would seek the Lord and prepare for faithful service. Our camp meetings have not been altogether what they might have been. We have not realized that at these times we have a special work to do for ourselves and for God.